It's taken us a long time for multiple reasons. I would say to you simply, the main reason was because time. We're so busy in our day-to-day finding, selling nice whiskey that, we had limited time of what we could spend on the distillery project. But then once we got into it, it became actually really exciting and really good fun.
But you had
Really.
some issues with the neighbors in that respect as well, with the original design for the distillery, right?
No, that wasn't the neighbors. That was the council themselves. That was the government themselves. It was interesting because we came up with something quite modern, which we felt would be really good for Islay, something a bit different. But half the planning team or a couple of the planning team were like opposed. Everyone else was for. So, we were sort of stuck in the middle. So we were asked to do changes to bring it closer in line with what their thought process was. But it was quite difficult because they weren't very clear. It was just like no to this, but it needs to be closer to the other distilleries. So we had a big gap of what to do or where or what the wits to play within. So that was quite difficult. So we did changes, we went back to them. Unfortunately, it took a long time to get the answers back. So sometimes we had to wait 2 to 3 months, 4 months with a bit of chasing just to get some input as to if we were going down the right direction.
Did they want a pagoda?
We had a pagoda, but it was, I would say, a modern pagoda. I tell you, I want to do something very different. And it was like, nope. That doesn't work. It's like, okay, if you're not happy, you're not happy. Nothing we can do. So,
Pagodas are a relic of the past because nobody has malting floors and kilns anymore, that so you don't really need the pagoda.
but remember, we're doing a malting floor.
Okay.
So we do.
Okay, I didn't know
Yeah.
that.
Yeah. We'll come on to that in a minute. So yeah, that's really what took us ages. It was just really that process of back and forth, back and forth. And then we came into sort of beginning of COVID, which didn't help. So we got to a point at the beginning of the year where everyone was happy. The planners came to us and said, "We're happy. We signed it off. It just needs to go to the, I guess it's called the committee, the planning committee, to actually get the final sign off." And the planning committee was delayed because of COVID once or twice. When we did get there, it became a conversation where they wanted to look at it a bit more, and they asked us to do a public consultation, which in COVID was just not possible. So that delayed us by another 6 months. You with me? In the end, they realized this is just going on and on and on. They had to do something, so they decided to do a virtual public consultation, which none of them had done before, so it was quite interesting. As you can imagine, internet on Isle is probably not the best, so it was interesting. It was interesting, but I think, look, everybody had their say. The planners were happy, and it was unanimous. Everyone was very pleased. They liked the new building design. Everyone was in full support. So it was just really unfortunate that there was a number of stumbling blocks, which just ended up taking ages.